Hello, my name is Ogenetra. I don't know how they you. I'm a speculative fiction writer, editor, and publisher from Nigeria.
This is a continuing episode of a series with Ogunachewi Donald Epeki, African spec fic writer, editor, and publisher. Give us a walk along your path to how you got involved with writing, editing, speculative fiction. What occurred in your life that set you on that path?
Okay. I read Anne Rice at a very young age, younger than I should have. And, you know, I had this whole existential crisis. And I started thinking, what is life? What is time? What is death? What is the universe? You know? And then I read Stephen King. And, you know, I read a lot of speculative fiction works across genres, both Western. I read a lot of Ben Okri. I read Chinua Achebe. I read a lot of speculative fiction growing up. So naturally, I tried my hand at writing, and eventually, I live on the African continent, which is the poorest continent in the world. And then I live in Nigeria, which is the poverty capital of the world. So for a writer, a lot of the systems, distribution, access, don't really exist for us. So you have to create your own systems. That's where editing and publishing came from. I had a lot of ideas. I had a lot of work, and I saw a lot of people around me had a lot of work and ideas, but there were not really any channels to put them out. So we had to create those channels ourselves. I started editing. I started a small press. I started publishing my own works. I naturally... In the same vein, it's why I created a genre to sort of encapsulate the work that we do in the fine manner that we need. It's like they say, necessity is the mother of invention. If it's not given to you, you have to create something for yourself. So,
yeah,
that's how it came to be.
Are the things you are bringing to market, do you publish in English or other languages over there?
Yeah, I publish in English, but starting to look into doing translations. So I've been working with a couple of people. I'm looking at publishing in other languages very soon. So, yeah.
I've never been to Nigeria. I don't know if people mostly read and write in English, or do they have a different language?
Okay. Nigeria is a multi-ethnic country. We have like hundreds of languages, but the fact is that we were colonized. So our lingua franca is English.
Okay.
That's the universal language that everybody mostly speaks. So I write in English. It's the official language.
Oh, okay. Basically, newspapers and the media is using English. Yes. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you and Joshua Uchana?
Ominga.
Ominga, thank you. You and Joshua collaborated on an anthology called Between Dystopias, A Road to Afropantheology. Tell us about what kinds of stories are in there.
Well, it's actually a collection. It's a collection of short stories. So... it's titled, Between Dystopia and Afropantheology. So the anthology, it's like the name, it introduces the genre Afropan theology. It's centered around it, you know. The introduction of the book literally introduces the genre. There's an essay which tells you what Afropan theology is, what it's directed at, what it aims to do. The essay was published in Public Books, which is one of the major venues for literary theory, and, you know. Yeah, so its introduction talks about, it tells you what Afropan theology is meant to do. Then the stories in the book, it's a show and tell thing. The introduction tells you, then the content, the stories in the book show you what it's meant to be. There are stories featuring gods and monsters, featuring the origin of humanity, and you know, several spiritual elements that are inherent in, you know, yeah, African life as we see it from a perspective. So yeah, it also has a number of essays. It's a combination of short stories and essays, you know, fiction and non-fiction. It's really a secular book that it aims to show our culture, our religions, our spirituality, our way of life. And surrounding that is the whole dystopia that exists around us. Like I said, Nigeria was a heavily colonized society that is still dealing with the vestiges of that. So, you know, there's a lot of, we exist in a dystopia surrounding what we are, our culture, our way of life, is that dystopia. You know, so between dystopias, that's where Afropan theology lies. So that's the whole concept of the book.
Oh, cool. I like how you frame that up about that. If you feel like you're living in a dystopia, and then you're writing about the current situation, and it looks like you're casting it into some kind of theology story. Are these, like, so they're speculative fiction. Are you going to read something from that book today for the reading, or is it going to be okay? Cool. So we'll have an example of that later. Is it you and Joshua are the authors, or is it, so it's just a collection? It's not an anthology. I misspoke earlier.
Yeah, it's a collection. We have it's a dual collection. I have both of us have collaborative stories which we both wrote in the anthology, and I have some singular stories. He has some singular stories. But the theme of the book is joint. We will tackle those things together. So it's a fusion of our work.
Is Joshua like a kindred spirit like yourself? He wants to write, yeah. He wants to tell some kind of a story, but, and you guys are getting together because you're creating a infrastructure so you can get those stories out to the world?
Yes, exactly, exactly. It's an idea that we worked on together, you know, that we put out together. So, you know, a lot of our work is tied together in making that up.
Was it difficult to create a story together?
Yes, it was difficult, you know, because we have different styles, different tastes, different way of presenting things. And eventually, initially, it was a bit of a, there were rough edges. There's a way that they rubbed off on each other, you know, that made both our works worse, better, but also worse in different ways. So eventually we learned to smoothen out those edges over time. There was a lot of trial and error. We have a number of works together that we will never put out because they didn't work, you know. But eventually, you know, we learned to fuse it together in a more compatible way.
When you work with somebody else, people tend to think about all of the hard parts, like, oh, it's so hard working with somebody else because they're so picky about this, and I don't think that's important, or they want to go in a different direction. But then it's really important to remember the contributions as well, because they probably came up with several creative ideas and words that you never would have came up with on your own. So I always have to remind myself whenever I get a little frustrated to remember all the contributions as well.
Yes.
This is why bands break up a lot. I don't know if you have music bands over there.
Yes.
But
Sci-Fi Thoughts wants to expand. We want to grow from not just your podcast player, but to spread to your coworkers, your family, and your friends.
But I haven't got any friends.
Why, you little... One, two, three. Oh, no, you don't. We know you've got friends who are into the science, who are into science fiction. These are the people who are playing Halo and Stellaris and other space games instead of watching college football. There are the ones in the NASA t-shirts who are busy inventing something with their 3D printers. Email them a link to this podcast. Send them a social media request. Heck, even speak to them and tell them that you've enjoyed the show. The main point is to impress upon them how much you enjoy Sci-Fi Thoughts. Tell them to go to the URL scifithoughts.space. Don't keep Sci-Fi Thoughts secret, because keeping secrets from science fiction fans just isn't nice. Check out the show notes. We have yummy, goody things in there for you to follow up on, like where to learn more about Ogunachewi Donald Epeki, such as his homepage and where to get his African speculative fiction. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player if you use one to listen to these words. If you downloaded this episode from a website, go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3, and there you will see the show notes there. Next episode, more Ogunachewi Donald Epeki.
African cosmologies recognize two spheres of existence, the physical and the spiritual, between which there is an inseparable link, as well as constant interactions. Each sphere of existence is connected to the other, the living to the dead, the born to the unborn, humans to the deities.